thank you so much, Morgan and Becca, for your amazing testimony. It was so encouraging. My name is Leslie Belk, and I'm honored to get to share about God's amazing grace and love in my life. My story begins in a small town in Texas. I'm a twin, and my parents didn't know they were having twins until I was born. I was a surprise. I don't know how, but I'm 25 minutes younger than my sister, and we joined our older brother. Life seemed perfect for our family until my mom's sudden death at 37 years old. My brother was 8, and me and my sister were almost 2 years old. As you can imagine, this devastated our family. My dad was overwhelmed and did not know what to do. A family friend suggested that he reach out and contact a lady named Judy. She was caring for children as her profession, and she was looking for a job. After interviewing her, he hired her, and Judy became a pivotal figure in our lives and still is today. Judy was a devoted Christian. She was a faithful believer living her life for Christ. She introduced us to the Bible, church, vacation Bible school, and prayer. She modeled self-sacrifice and unconditional love. She prayed for us all the time. Even when I was a rebellious, annoying teenager and testing her patience, she continued to love me unconditionally. She continued to pray, and she never gave up on me. I eventually moved from my small town to big city of Austin. I went for college and then later a career. I was chasing after the things of this world that did not satisfy. But although they didn't satisfy, I kept chasing after them. I was what 2 Timothy 3 described. Men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, haters of good, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than God. That was me. I was living a life of sin destined for an eternity of hell. Then everything changed when I was 27 years old. I had always struggled with stomach problems, and a friend recommended a doctor in Austin that could help me. This doctor, like Judy, was another faithful believer living his life for Christ. He not only talked to me about my physical health, he talked about my spiritual well-being. He shared his faith in Jesus Christ with me. He spoke the truth in love and encouraged me to attend a church and attend Bible study. I took his advice and went to church. The pastor was preaching the word of God and about repentance of sin. But before sermons like this would make no impact on me, all the preaching would go in one ear and out the other, and I left unchanged. But this time, God did open my eyes to know that I was living a life of sin, that I was separated from God. I needed to repent, turn from that sin, surrender my life to Jesus Christ, and make him my Lord. Just like Ephesians 2 says, I was dead in my sin and walking in the ways of the world, but God, being rich in mercy because of his great love, made me alive together with Christ. By grace, I was saved. I was a totally different person with a new heart, new desires, and a new purpose to live for Christ no matter what the cost. My twin sister was saved on the same day in a different city, and my brother a few years later. Judy's prayers were answered. I went back to the doctor and told him the good news of my salvation. The doctor told me the day I walked into his office was the first day he asked God to use him in his medical profession, and then he started to pray for me. I'm so thankful for believers like him who are faithful to share the gospel and are not ashamed. Once I was saved, I became very involved in the charismatic Word of Faith movement. Joyce Meyer, Joel Osteen, and even being baptized in the Jordan River by Benny Hinn. The emphasis was on living your best life now, that becoming a Christian would bring you health, wealth, and success. Prosperity and blessings were the focus, not Christ. And they couldn't explain suffering. If you were suffering, it could be caused because you didn't name it and claim it correctly and say the right words. You didn't give enough to their ministry, enough financially to their ministry. Or it's because your lack of faith, which I never understood. Over the following years, I continued to go to church and continued to go to church and Bible studies. And then I went on mission trips. I traveled internationally, and I even moved back home, small town Texas, with my dad when he was going through health issues. It was such a sweet time. But once my dad got better, my twin sister and I wanted to move to New York City. It had always been a dream of ours. So we did it. We were single, we could do it, and we took two suitcases. We didn't have a job, we didn't have a place to live, and we just figured it all out when we got there. It was quite the adventure. Then my dad passed away at the end of 2013. He was 81 years old. I love my dad so much, and I miss him dearly. I'm not sure if he was saved, but I pray I see him in heaven one day. Fast forward over to 2014, I moved back to Austin from New York City. I was 39 years old, and I was not married yet. It had been 12 years since I was saved. While I desired a godly husband, I had to surrender that desire to God. As Paul said in Philippians 4, I have learned to be content in any and every circumstance through Christ who strengthens me. I had to learn to be content whether I was single or married. I surrendered my will and trusted his sovereign will. I returned to my church, and that's where I met my husband, Julian. We became friends, spending time together with other Christian friends, including his good friend, John, and of course, my twin sister. Our friendship grew stronger over the next 8 months, and eventually we began dating. Within 13 months of meeting, we were married, and it's been amazing. We've been married almost 9 years now. And my twin sister married John a month after Julian and I got married. Like I said, married life was great. Julian and I were both working in the IT industry in sales, had a comfortable life, and we were serving in our church. That's when Julian discovered John MacArthur on Grace to You. He wanted to look for a new church that had that same expository preaching. So we took John and my twin with us, and we started the search. We became discouraged by the small amount of churches in Austin that were faithful to the expository preaching. And that's where Julian had the desire to come to seminary and pursue pastoral ministry. By God's grace, we did find a TMS church in Austin. And this is where I started to learn sound biblical doctrine. God does cause all things to happen for our good and his glory. In 2021, we sold our home, left our family to move to California and come to seminary. Julian transitioned from 20 years in business to full-time ministry. I was able to keep my full-time job and help pay the bills. The transition for me was difficult at first. I had to learn to be content now in these new circumstances. I struggled with comparisons between my new life in California versus my old life in Texas. But I learned to be content by stopping the comparisons, being thankful instead of complaining, and becoming involved. I became involved in SimWives and the Anchored Women's Ministry and made great friends and had an incredible support system. This became my new home. I was living the life of seminary alongside Julian, and we had even started the process of adoption to build our family. We went through almost the entire process of background checks, paperwork, family history references, home visits. It was almost complete. But in April 2024, my world was turned upside down. I was diagnosed with cancer. It was news I never thought I would have to face. I remember getting the news of the test results, and remember Julian and I just stood out in the parking lot of the medical office, and we prayed and we cried together, and we just asked God to give us the strength to endure this trial and glorify him through this. This period was one of the most difficult seasons of my life. Now I had to trust God like never before and learn how to be content in suffering. And as James 1 says, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. The next 8 months became a grueling journey of so many doctor's appointments. I lost count. Surgeries, infections, multiple rounds of radiation, the pain and side effects, fatigue, and no longer being able to do the things I used to do. On top of that, I was laid off of my job after being there for 16 years, and the adoption process had to be put on hold. But God sustained me through his word. In my most difficult moments, when fear would try to overwhelm me, usually at 2 a.m. when everybody else was sleeping and I was the only one awake, I had to take my thoughts captive and replace the fear and worry with the truth of his word. I would meditate on his promises and his attributes, like he was my rock, he was my refuge and strength and ever-present help in times of trouble. He was the God of all comforts that would comfort me so I could comfort others. I had heard it before and I believed it, but when I was in this situation now, it became even more real than ever before. I had to remind myself that God would not leave me. He would not let me go. That this, he is in control. It was no surprise to him, and that I don't need to fear. And that he was going to use this to sanctify me and make me more like Christ. I knew he would give me the grace and strength to endure, but I had to remind myself of that multiple times a day. I found joy and contentment in suffering by trusting God's sovereign plan, even when I didn't understand why I got cancer, knowing God knows best. Having cancer taught me to anchor my hope in God alone. Not the things of this world, like my health, my comfort, job security, and to hold all those earthly things loosely while keeping my focus on eternity. I was so thankful for my husband's support. He went to all the doctor's appointments with me. When I was down, he would point me back to Christ. And I was so thankful for all of your support, my church family. Thank you for your prayers, your encouragement, your cards, meals, delicious meals. It meant so much to me. I am now in remission and cancer-free, so praise God for that. I will be closely monitored and have regular follow-up doctor's appointments in the future to make sure the cancer doesn't come back. I pray it never comes back. But regardless of what happens, I pray for me and for all of us that we will trust God, that we will trust his sovereign plan completely, that we'll be content no matter what circumstances that we face, because Christ will strengthen us through it all. Where we go next, Julian and Garrett West, Ashley's husband, will be serving under our TMS grad, Eric Dodson, launching Grace Advance Texas, and they'll be planting a church back in Austin. We are so excited about doing this, but we are going to miss everybody here, of course. And Lord willing, we're going to start the adoption process back in Texas. I've made so many incredible friends here. Thank you for having Simwives. It was such a blessing to me. Thank you to all the leaders who've served. Thank you to all my friends. I'm going to miss Grace Church. I'm going to miss a lot about California, but I'm excited about the future. And now that we have all of you, I feel like we have a strong, supportive team behind us, cheering us on, standing by us, no matter where God leads us in ministry. So thank you so much.